I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode number 200. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here. And those of you who, after today, have listened to all 200 of my episodes, thank you. That is amazing. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being along for the ride. And can you believe that we are 200 episodes into this podcast? That just is mind-blowing, because I still feel like I just barely started podcasting like yesterday or last month or last year. And wow, it's been almost 4 years. So that's amazing. Thank you for being here, and thank you for supporting me. So today we are going to talk about how to set better boundaries. And this is one of my favorite things to talk about. I don't really have a real concrete, firm, set-in-stone training when it comes to boundaries, but I'm thinking about creating a actual training, and I actually want to give it to you for free, because a lot of parents have asked me about setting boundaries with their teens lately. And I've seen a lot of parents make the mistake of trying to use boundaries to control their teens. And the truth is, that just doesn't work. So I'm thinking of putting together a free training that would help parents like you set boundaries with your teen that actually work and that actually empower your teen, and they'll actually help you and your teen work together. And so I just want to know, would that be something that you would be interested in? Would you be interested in attending a free training with me on building better boundaries with your teen? And if the answer is yes, if you would like to attend a free training about building better boundaries, I would like you to please go follow me on Instagram and DM me and just say, hey, I am interested in your training on building better boundaries. And if you and other parents are interested in a training like this, I'll create it for you, and we'll hop on a live Zoom call, and we'll just walk through this training together. But the important thing is, you need to go let me know that you actually want this, and you can just do that in Instagram. You can find me at Ben Pugh Coaching, and just DM me and say, hey, I want your boundaries training, and as soon as I hear that this is something that you actually want, I'll get to work and I will start putting that together. So today, what I want to do, like, this won't be the full on training. What I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight just some of the things that I've come to learn about boundaries, some of the mistakes that I see parents making, including myself sometimes, and some of the things that are maybe misconceptions about boundaries, and some super awesome practical tips to help you get started building better boundaries. That way you're not waiting forever for this training, which, by the way, I would like to do this live training on building better boundaries soon. The day this podcast goes live is April 4th, and I would really like to do it in the next couple of weeks. So if you want this training, go DM me in Instagram. You can find me at Ben Pugh Coaching, and let me know that you want my Building Better Boundaries training. Okay, so let's talk about some of the biggest boundary mistakes that I see parents making when they're trying to set boundaries. And By far, the biggest mistake that I see parents making is setting boundaries in an effort to control your teen. And we'll talk about this more later on in the podcast, but it's one of the most disempowering things that you can do to yourself and to your teen. I'll say that one more time. Setting boundaries in an effort to control your teenager is disempowering to you as the parent, and it is disempowering to your teen. And it is probably the most common mistake that I see parents making when they're trying to set boundaries. The other mistake, or another one of the most common and biggest mistakes that I see parents making when setting boundaries with their teen, is using the dictator mentality, which is the mentality that I make the rules and you have to follow them. I just like to call that the dictator mentality. And I know that I fall into that trap sometimes. And so catch yourself. You might fall into that same trap. Also, failing to set boundaries altogether and letting your teen walk all over you is a huge mistake. In terms of the parent trap and the parent trap quiz that I do, that's completely free. One of the parent traps is the doormat parent trap. And if you're in the doormat parent trap, you're probably failing to set boundaries. And it might be in an effort to get your teen to like you. And your teen, they might not like your boundaries. In fact, if they're a teen, most teens don't like their parents' boundaries. But that doesn't mean that they don't need your boundaries. So just keep in mind, setting in boundaries is an important fact. It's an important factor with a huge impact on your teen's development. And the last of the biggest mistakes that I see that we're going to talk about today is when parents set boundaries with their teen, and they're just trying to set some boundaries because someone else is doing it, or because someone else told them, hey, you need to set this specific boundary. You should not let your kids watch more than 2 hours of screen time a week. I just made that number up, but like these are some of the things that I hear. And if you are setting boundaries based on how other people think they should be parenting or how they think you should be parenting, that's disempowering to you. You are focused on things outside of your control, and you are not being authentic to you. And if you want boundaries to work for you and your teen, you're going to need to make them unique and specific to what you and your teen actually need. So let's dive into this one. Boundaries aren't meant to control. And if you are hoping that your boundaries will finally get your teen under control, you are misunderstanding and misusing boundaries. So hopefully that doesn't cut too deep. The truth is hard sometimes, and the hard truth is that your teen is out of your control. And that's actually a really good thing. Like most of the time when we like think in terms of, oh my goodness, my teen is out of control. Those are probably people that are just barely realizing that, oh my goodness, I can't control my teen. And one of the traps that a lot of parents fall into, like this is one of the most popular traps in the controlling or in the parent trap quiz, and it's the controlling parent trap. And it's very easy to fall into, and it is very confusing for your teen when one minute you want to control them, you want them to do things your way and the way that you want, but then the next minute you want them to be independent or to think for themselves or to be empowered. And I just got to tell you can't have it both ways. You can't control your teen and have your teen be independent all at the same time. Plus, if you are in the controlling parent trap, focusing on things outside of your control, like your teen, takes your focus off of the one thing that you can control, which is you. And one of the biggest misunderstandings when it comes to boundaries is when parents think that their boundaries are meant to control their teens. And I understand where you got this from. I know where I got it from. My parents used to think that, hey, no, I set the boundary, you follow it. But the truth is, boundaries are not meant to control. They're just a guideline for you, the person setting the boundaries. And when you can shift your understanding of boundaries, when you can realize, no, this boundary is more for me than it is for you, that is powerful. That will help you parent in alignment with the parent that you want to be, and it will help you let go of the things that are outside of your control, like whether or not your teen even follows your boundary or not. Here are some examples of boundaries being more for you, the person setting the boundary, than for your teen. Okay, here's one of the examples. Hey, if you hit me, I will leave. I don't hang out with people who try to hurt me. I'm not saying, hey, look, you can't hit me. I'm saying, look, I can't control whether or not you hit me or whether or not you try to hit me. So if you do, I will blank. I will leave. I'll hit you back. I'll call the cops. I'll like whatever works best for you. Here's another example. If you don't fill up the car after using it, I won't let you borrow it next time you ask. Your teen has the power to not fill up your car with gas or to not clean it. That's the one that we struggle with in my home. I don't usually make my kids pay for gas. I maybe should, but like one of my sons, like the car looks like his personal locker room. And one of the things that we tell him all the time is, hey, dude, if you don't clean the car, we are not going to let you use it. He can choose not to clean the car. That's fine. But then I get to choose. No, I'll just keep the keys with me and you won't have access to it. Here's another example. If you don't clean your room, I won't pay your cell phone bill. If you don't get your grades up, I'm not going to take you out to this fancy restaurant. Or your teen has the power to not follow the boundary, and that's okay. The boundary is simply a guideline for how you will behave in response to how they behave. Now, here's something. Let's talk about the car example. The one where I said, like, hey, if you don't clean the car, I won't let you borrow the car. I won't let you use it. I want you to keep that in your mind because we're going to come back to that multiple times. But for now, I just want you to see, like, that is not me trying to control my teen. That's me saying, like, look, dude, this is my car. If you're going to use it, here's what I expect. You see, every boundary is more about what I will do or more about what you will do as the parent than it is about what my teen's going to do or what your teen is going to do or what they won't do. And that is important to keep in mind. It's a perspective shift. And I get it. It's a hard perspective shift because most parents see boundaries as being, hey, I'm setting the rule, you have to follow it. But this is an important perspective shift. And when you can start shifting your perspective on boundaries, it will empower you and it will empower your teen. Okay, so now let's talk about having empowering conversations. I told you to keep the car example in mind. We're going to come back to that in this section right here. But one of the biggest mistakes that I see parents making all the time is setting boundaries while using the dictator mentality. Like, hey, I'm in charge. I'm the boss. I'm the parent. I make the rules and you have to follow them. The problem is this is a trap. Like this mentality doesn't work. And there's a simple way to get out of this trap. And that is to start having empowering conversations with your teen about the rules and the expectations and the boundaries in your home. And some of my favorite things to ask in these empowering conversations are, hey, what do you think would be a fair expectation when it comes to blank? So the example that I want to use is my car, my Toyota Camry, one of my favorite vehicles that I've ever owned. It's also my teen's favorite vehicle to drive around town. And I get to ask him, yo, what do you think would be a fair expectation when it comes to you borrowing my car? I'm empowering my teen. I'm letting him explore it mentally. Here's another question. What do you think would be some fair consequences, both positive and negative? This is important because usually we only think of negative consequences, and I think we need to do a better job of thinking in terms of the positive consequence that can come from this, or there's also a negative. But anyways, what do you think would be some fair consequences, both positive and negative, when it comes to blank? For this example, when it comes to borrowing my Toyota Camry, what do you think would be some fair consequences, both positive and negative, when it comes to not cleaning up the car? And then my teen's like, well, it doesn't really come with any positive consequences. And I'm like, yeah, sure it does. When you don't clean up my car, isn't that easy? Like, isn't it easy to just leave all your crap strewn throughout the whole entire car and to just get out and not worry about it? That's a positive consequence. It's easier. It takes less time. But what's one of the negative consequences when it comes to leaving my car a mess? And that's when my teen's like, oh, well, I won't get to use it anymore. Or maybe if I give my friends a ride, they've got to sit in a filthy mess and they might see my dirty underwear, or they might smell my stinky socks from early morning weights. I'm like, yeah, awesome. I'm giving my teen an opportunity to wrap his mind around the situation, and that is empowering to him. So one of the other questions I might ask is, hey, what do you think would be a fair reward for keeping my car clean? And he might be like, well, I can borrow it more often. Yeah. And guess what? Maybe I'll just keep paying for the gas for you if you can keep it clean. What do you think the hardest thing will be when it comes to keeping the car clean? I just want my teen to wrap his mind around it. And the hardest thing is that it makes it so it takes more time. Like, I can't just get out of the car. I got to tidy things up before I get out. And then one of my favorite things, like, what do you think I'm most concerned about when it comes to keeping the car clean? And he gets to explore, well, what's dad thinking? Like, I'm just most concerned that when I get in it and I got to take the little kids somewhere, there's no room because there's your shoes and there's your outfit from yesterday and there's your weightlifting stuff and there's this bag. You're letting your teen realize, oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about. And then one of the other questions, what are you most concerned about when it comes to keeping the car clean? And the time, it just takes too much time. Or I don't really know how to keep it clean. Like, when you ask that question, like, empowering conversations, we're trying to get your teen to think about things, like see the big picture like you do. This is also an opportunity for you to see the picture through the lens of your teen. And the cool thing was, when my teen's like, I'm trying to keep it clean, I don't know how. We explored some options. We're like, what if we got you a couple of duffel bags? What if you had a duffel bag for your clean clothes, a duffel bag for your dirty clothes, like after weights, and you can keep your shower stuff in there? Because we had this empowering conversation, we were able to come up with solutions with my teen instead of against him. And these were solutions that worked for not only me and my wife, the people who actually own the car, but they actually worked for my team. And lately, just to be transparent with you, in my home, lately we have had to revamp some of our boundaries. We've had to reinforce some of our boundaries that we had kind of slacked on. And we've had to revisit some of our boundaries. And this is with both my teens. Be willing to be flexible, be willing to go through this process. And when every time, like, we had to revamp or reinforce or revisit, we started out with empowering conversations similar to just what we talked about. Now, it's important to remember you are in charge as the parent. Like, I'm the dad in this case. I'm the one who owns the car. You're in charge. You're the parent. So at the end of the day, you are the one setting the boundaries. So make sure that they work for you, but take the time to do it after having a conversation with your teen and considering their thoughts and their perspective. So I just want to remind you, like, if this sounds like this is something that would help you and your teen, if you've struggled with boundaries in the past, please take a minute, go to Instagram. My handle is at Ben Pugh Coaching, and DM me, Ben, tell me more about your boundaries training, and I'll send you the information. I'm going to get as many people that want to do it as possible, and then we'll just move forward with it. So let's talk about a couple more things, and then I'll let you guys go. This one is important. Boundaries are important to your teen, especially unpopular boundaries. And I'll just be honest with you, setting unpopular boundaries with your teen is important because it models that it's okay to set unpopular boundaries, even when the other person is mad at you. And this is what I remind myself all the time. I use the example of my daughter, but like when I set an unpopular boundary with her and she's super mad at me, and sometimes she'll like slam doors and call me names and whatever, I want her to see that I'm sticking with the unpopular boundary. She can call me whatever name she wants. She can slam the door. She can hate me, and I will still carry out my boundary. Now, the reason this is important is because if she's ever on a date with a boy, and maybe that boy is getting a little frisky, and she wants the boy to stop, like, hey, I don't feel comfortable, I'm not willing to go further, I want her to know that she can set an unpopular boundary with that boy, and he can be mad, and he can call her names, and he can sulk, and he can slam doors, and it's okay for her to stick to that unpopular boundary that she set. And it's also important to keep in mind that even though your teen might not consciously like your boundary, subconsciously, boundaries make your teen feel loved, and they make your teen feel safe, and it gives them a sense of predictability. So boundaries are important, especially the unpopular boundaries, because how you set and uphold unpopular boundaries will model for your teen how to set and uphold unpopular boundaries. And one of the biggest mistakes when it comes to boundaries that I see parents making is not setting boundaries at all, especially not the unpopular ones. And you're really doing your teen a disservice. Like, think about like the message I shared like with my daughter. I want her to have that example that, no, I don't care what you think. I don't care how you act. This is a boundary. If you touch me like that, I'm leaving. I'm never going on a date with you again. If you like, I just want her to know that if the other person does blank, she has the power to uphold the boundary of, no, I'm leaving. I'll call my dad and he'll come pick me up. You better watch out because he's a tough dude. Okay, so boundaries, they're important. They will help your teen feel safe, and they model how to set boundaries. Now, let's talk about this last one, and then I'll just let you go. Your boundaries are unique to you. And if you're the type of parent who sets rules because it's what your friends are doing, or it's what your parents did, or maybe a church leader told you, hey, you need to be stricter to be a better parent, this message is for you. Set boundaries that feel good to you. Set boundaries that work for you. There was a time that in my home, we completely cut out screens or screen time out of our lives for 4 to 5 days a week. And my kids hated it. And my wife hated it. And I hated it. It was terrible. So why did I do it? Well, because one of my friends told me that he had done it and that his kids loved, well, they didn't love it. They fought against it, but he and his wife loved it and it solved all their problems and there was less fighting and they were happier and blah, blah, blah. The problem is that it was out of alignment with me and who I wanted to be as a dad. And we fought that stupid boundary forever. I was just trying to implement what someone else was doing, what worked in someone else's home. And I want to invite you, take the time to establish boundaries that work for you, that work for your teen, and that are unique to your individual needs. Don't fall in the trap. Like my mom, she's always like, Ben, your kids are lazy. You should get a milk cow. I'm not going to do that to my kids. I'm not going to do that to myself because it's not in line with who I want to be. Be the parent of your dreams, and it will help you better connect with your teen. Now, like I said, I would like to give you a free training on how to build better boundaries for you and your teen. If this is something that you'd be interested in, go follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Ben Pugh Coaching, and just simply DM me and say, Ben, I want in on the boundaries training. And if you're interested in this, it's something I want to just give you for free, but let me know that this is actually what you want. And if it's not, no problem. I'll come back with another idea and we'll like learn how to, I don't know, something devious. I'll come up with something. But the secret is like, just if this is something that you feel like would help you. And I can tell you, I don't have a formal training on boundaries, but this is something that we work on a lot in my membership, Impact Parents. And in Impact, the parents that really learn how to set boundaries that work for them, and they learn how to collaborate with their team, they tell me that boundaries are so much easier now. Boundaries are just a part of me being a parent, and I don't have to fight it. It just feels natural. And if you want tough parenting moments to feel easier and more natural, we can do a lot of work with boundaries to help you get to that goal. Okay, with that, don't forget, go over on Instagram, shoot me a message, say, hey, Ben, I want in, and I will see you next week. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpughcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.